The Southern California Thoroughbred Racing Circuit is back at Los Alamitos Racecourse with two great weeks of racing. Opening day is Friday, December 6th. First post is 12:30 p.m. The meet will include the Starlet for Fillies on Saturday, December 7th, and the Los Alamitos Futurity on Saturday, December 14th, plus two other stakes events for juveniles. And our on-track handicapping contest is set for Saturday, December 14th. You could win a seat to the National Handicapping Championship in Las Vegas. Our daytime Thoroughbred meet opens on December 6th.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
Live from the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now, to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf club, at the racebooks and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning.
All righty. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program for this Saturday morning from the gaming capital of the world, Las Vegas, Nevada, right here at the South Point Studios at the South Point Hotel Casino Complex on Las Vegas Boulevard. It is not only the gaming capital central, but also Cowboy Central here at the South Point and, of course, on the YouTube South Point streaming network right here from the South Point Hotel. We welcome you to the show on this Saturday morning. Beautiful morning here in Las Vegas. Boy, I got to tell you, there's a lot of activity around this place at about 10 minutes after 7 a.m. Pacific time. Cowboys are getting ready to go out with their horses, etc. All the big, big, huge pickup trucks and big rigs outside and all of those Wrangler jeans. And it's just a lot of fun here in Las Vegas for the National Finals Rodeo. This, of course, the first of the weekends of the go-rounds and et cetera. A lot of action going on all over town. Entertainment, cowboy entertainment all over the place. 114 country western entertainers here throughout the entire city of Las Vegas. You got that big cowboy Christmas retail show going on at the convention center. It's just a great time to be here in Las Vegas. We welcome you to the show on this Saturday morning. And also all of our listeners that might be running around town right now this morning with the Cowboys at our local radio station outlet, our anchor radio station here in town. That is, of course, Sports Talk 1400 AM and 107.1 FM, where you'll get the Rams play-by-play game tomorrow on Sports Talk 1400 exclusively here in Las Vegas if you're running around at that time as well. And, of course, all of our other platforms that include our websites, racedaylasvegas.com, .vegas.world, .global, iPhone, Android, Google Phone. With your apps, you can get the KSHP app to listen to us through the radio station. And, of course, the YouTube app that you can go to, put that on your device, and watch and listen to us through the South Point streaming network at YouTube. And, of course, anywhere you get your podcasting. Simply put, however, wherever, whenever, welcome to this Saturday morning here on the Race Day Las Vegas show. We got a busy show today, that's for sure. Jonathan Hardoon will be with us. Bob Mazursky coming in from Los Alamitos. Red Chang, of course, will get us a redemption football pick after yesterday's pick. John Lendo, Jerry J. Our handicappers did well yesterday at Los Alamitos. Jerry J. came with a winner in the sixth race, and Jonathan Hardoon came with a winner at Aqueduct in the seventh race. Jerry Jackwitz had a reverse play win in the fourth race at Aqueduct. So our guys are doing well, and we'll tap them on the shoulder for hopefully some more winners today. So we got Jonathan, Bob Mazursky, Rich Ang, John Lindo, and Jerry J yet to come. And, of course, your racing menu. Now, before we get started with our handicappers, and we will be moving through the show rather quickly, a couple of new notes, of course, notes on the news front. Wayne Machado did it again. He eased up on a horse on his mount before he finished at Keeneland. That was the first time. His second one came in since October, and he had he finished 10th at Churchill Downs on a horse called Hold My Bourbon, lost by a neck in the 10th race that day. This was on November 28th in the 10th race at Churchill. Machado had the lead with Hold My Bourbon and lost the race by a neck when Flavian Pratt nailed him on the wire. He stood up too soon on that horse, and again he got a suspension from Heise. That was the second suspension. Remember the first one at Keeneland and that big race at Keeneland for easing up on his mount before he finished that race. That day, he got a $2,500 fine in 3 days. This most recent one that happened at Churchill Downs on November 28th, he's got a $1,000 fine and a four-day suspension. So Machado's really got to start understanding that he's got to ride through the finish line even if he's not going to win the race. And that particular race at Churchill Downs, easing up as he did early, cost him the win because he lost by a neck. So Machado got another fine for easing up on a horse. All right, Rich Ang, I'm going to ask him about the highest single bet on a football game in Las Vegas. $3 million has been bet on the Philadelphia Eagles at the Circa Hotel for this Sunday. $3 million. We'll wait and see if Richie has anything to say about that game with the Philadelphia Eagles. Joe Talamo, jockey Joe Talamo, is taking a little bit of time off from riding. He's going to be a guest analyst on FanDuel for the Oaklawn meeting. So Joe Talamo will be one of the on-air personalities and guests analyzing the races at Oaklawn. For the Oaklawn meet, Talamo just taking a little time off, spending with his family, etc. there. And Manny Esquivel was unseated Friday in the eighth race at Oaklawn, and the status of his riding today is unknown yet. We'll wait and see how Esquivel turns out from that falling off his horse yesterday. And updating the lawsuit between Churchill Downs and New York Racing Association together. They have a lawsuit against Heise. Seems that Heise says they owe $5.8 million in arrears payments from Churchill Downs and New York Racing Association. They say that's the big budget gap at both those racetracks. So those tracks are suing Heise. Heise says they owe Heise $5.8 million. And you know this is only going to get worse, because you got two 800-pound gorillas now taking on the government agency with Churchill Downs and NYRA. But Heise says they owe them almost $6 million in back arrears payments. We'll wait and see how that develops. Taking a look at what happened yesterday, Los Alamitos opening day. Simply put, one word could really capsule the racing yesterday at Los Alamitos, and that was speed, baby, speed. Just go to the front and keep on going. A lot of gate-to-wire winners there yesterday. Tyler Bayes got off the schneid yesterday. He was 0 for 52 at Del Mar, but he came to Los Alamitos, and his first mount yesterday at Los Alamitos was a winner, going wire-to-wire, Sir Maximus, in the second race for $6 even. So Bayes got off the schneid, and he liked that so much that he came back in the next race, third race, and had another winner, going wire-to-wire again with Bartholdi, for Steve Knapp, that paid $3.80. So Mr. Tyler Bayes off the schneid, getting two wins yesterday on opening day at Los Alamitos. Asel Espinoza, back in Southern California from Northern California, he's going to be riding now, Asel Espinoza. He got a win via disqualification yesterday in the fourth race. His horse was put up the first after Rogue Sun was disqualified from first for interference and placed third in the race. Espinosa's horse got the win via that disqualification for George Lopez, paying $11.60. Armando Ayuso had a couple of wins yesterday. He won for Brian Corner in the fifth race, paying $13.40. Came back in the final race for Antonio Garcia and paid $15.80. And when our handicappers were talking about what they do at Los Alamitos that may be a little bit different than handicapping at other racetracks, they all mentioned the fact that it's a horse for course type of track. It happened yesterday in the last race. Quantum Energy, paying $15.80, is now 2 for 2 at Los Alamitos. Loves that track. 2 for 2 at Los Alamitos. Pick six paid $13,995.40 that opening day at Los Alamitos. But simply put, all you had to do was look for the horses that you think would make the lead, because they were going on the speed all the way yesterday. Except for that, by the way, except for that last race, the horse for course, a horse that came from way out of it and won the last race. But otherwise, it was all speed on the day. Aqueduct yesterday, Manny Franco had a couple of wins. He won the second race at $11, came back in the fifth race for an $11.80 winner for Gustavo Rodriguez. Linda Rice had a couple of wins yesterday. Her horses won the fourth race with Dylan Davis aboard at $3.20. That was Jerry J's reverse play. His key horse ran second, so the reverse exacta for a buck paid $6.70. Favorite beat him there. And Rice came back in the seventh race with Jose Lascano with Just Music. That was Jonathan Ardoon's pick on the show, $8.80 for the win there. And Lascano came back in the last race. He got his double on the day for a Mitch Freeman trainee, paying $11.60. And again, Jonathan Ardoon and Jerry Jackowitz with his reverse play, winners there on the show yesterday. Gulfstream Park, big day for trainer Jose D'Angelo. Jose D'Angelo won three races. All three races were ridden by Irad Ortiz. So they got together to win three races yesterday. First race winner paid $3 even. And then you had the 10th race winner paying $6.40. And between them in the sixth race, that winner paid $2.80. Irad added another win on the day. So Irad Ortiz Jr. had four wins yesterday at Gulfstream. And Jose D'Angelo, three of those wins came with D'Angelo horses there. Tyler Gaffleone had a couple of wins yesterday with a $10 winner for George Weaver and a $17 winner for Danny Gargan. At Oaklawn Park on opening day yesterday, big balloon prices for the pick fives, both of them. The early pick five with winning prices of $18.80, $36.40, $12.40, $8.80, and $22.80 paid $26,535.65. But that was not the highest priced pick five of the day. The late pick five that encompassed winners at $5.20, $59 even. That was the highest priced winner of the day, the $59 winner in the seventh race, plus $32.20, $9.20, and $8.40. How about that pick five? $26,973 on a 50-cent base bet. Peter Miller from Southern California has a stable at Oaklawn Park. He won the feature race, the Advent, for two-year-olds with the Cale's Angel and Ramon Vasquez paying $9.20, outrunning Innovator and Perfect Magic. And Gennaro Garcia, trainer Gennaro Garcia, had a couple of wins yesterday, won the second race at a $36.40 mutual, and the 10th and final race at $8.40. Two big prices yesterday at Oaklawn Park. That's a recap of what happened yesterday, but we got a lot to cover today, so we're going to our first break. Don't forget to join us at YouTube on the South Point Studios streaming network. Get to the page of Race Day, and then hit subscribe. If you haven't subscribed already, go ahead and hit it. It's free. And then you can start chatting away with the chatters. They're not only chatting about what's happening on the show, but they're also giving some picks for today as well amongst themselves. So check it out on YouTube. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
South Point Casino has plenty of attractions for the whole family. Catch a movie. Our 16-screen movie theater includes two XD Extreme screens for the ultimate in viewing, sound, and luxury. After the show, treat the family to a variety of treats at our old-fashioned ice cream parlor, Kate's Corner. We scoop up a variety of creamy concoctions, including smoothies, hand-dipped cones, milkshakes, malts, sodas, and sundaes. At Kate's, there's something for everyone. And if you've still got time to spare, our bowling center might be right up your alley. Voted best of Las Vegas, it's a great place for friends and family fun. 64 lanes, a pro shop, snack bar, and arcade. And while the kids are bowling, you can play slots and sip on a drink in the Alley Cat Lounge while overlooking the lanes. For our more serious and professional bowlers, the South Point is also home to a separate tournament bowling plaza.
The Southern California Thoroughbred Racing Circuit is back at Los Alamitos Racecourse with two great weeks of racing. Opening day is Friday, December 6th. First post is 12:30 p.m. The meet will include the Starlet for Fillies on Saturday, December 7th, and the Los Alamitos Futurity on Saturday, December 14th, plus two other stakes events for juveniles. And our on-track handicapping contest is set for Saturday, December 14th. You could win a seat to the National Handicapping Championship in Las Vegas. Our daytime Thoroughbred meet opens on December 6th.
All right, back on Race Day Las Vegas. Temperatures here today, 42 degrees right now outside the building here in Las Vegas. 42 degrees, we're going to get up to 66, and that's going to be just about the way it's going to be for the rest of the weekend. Fortunately for us, at those temperatures, no winds in sight, and of course, no precipitation. Other places around the country, New York 42, Miami 76, LA 78, Phoenix 77, Chicago 45, and as far as any other activities in as far as the weather is concerned, a lot of snow going up in the Great Lakes area and a lot of rain going over Texas and parts of Louisiana. So you might have a little bit off track going at the fairgrounds. Let's get started with the racing menu for today. Reminding you, first post times we broadcast on this racing menu each and every day reflect that of the Pacific time zone. So if you're listening here in Las Vegas, going to be out the book today here at the South Point right behind us. These will be the first post times rolling out here today. If you're in another time zone, adjust from the Pacific time zone to whatever one you're in, and then you won't miss anything, like I miss Mom and Dad. First post times are Pacific. We begin with Aqueduct Racetrack today. Aqueduct today has a first post time of 8:40. It's a little bit early today, 8:40 first post time. It's going to be 37 degrees by first post with mostly cloudy conditions, but the track is fast. No carryovers today at Aqueduct, but they got a good racing card. They got four stakes races. The $200,000 Gopher Wand at a mile for fillies and mares, three-year-olds and up, will be the fourth race on the card. Scratch the seven, ain't T broke. The seven is out. That'll leave a field of seven to go. And the 5-2 favorite there is Occult with Ired Ortiz Jr. Then the Remsen Stakes for two-year-olds at a mile and one-eighth is the seventh race on the card. Scratch the six, Surfside Moon. Six, Surfside Moon is out. That'll leave a field of six. And the 6-5 favorite there is Kiwanidin with Dylan Davis aboard. And that holds 10 points in the Kentucky Derby future book, I mean Kentucky Derby leaderboard for next year. The $250,000 Demoiselle is next for two-year-old fillies at a mile and one-eighth. That's the eighth race on the card. 10 go to the post, no scratches yet. The big 4-5 favorite there is Mahima with Florent Garou. Another 10 points for the Kentucky Oaks leaderboard for this one there. And, of course, the big one, the Cigar Mile, the $500,000 one-mile Cigar Mile at a mile for three-year-olds and up. Scratch the six. Law Professor is scratched out of that race. He'll go in another stakes race a little bit later on. 10 go to the post in this wide-open competitive race. And the morning line favorite there at 3-1 is Mulkin with Flavian Pratt aboard. 10 races today, 10 goodies today at Aqueduct and a first post time of 8:40. Gulfstream Park has 11 races. Their first race is going to be an Arabian bred race. And then they have, of course, the other 10 races will be thoroughbreds. The thoroughbred feature is the H. Allen Jerkins Handicap at 2 miles on the turf. That'll be the 11th and final race. In that race, the 2-1 favorite there is the Gray Wizard with Javier Castellano aboard. Next comes, the Gulfstream Park Rainbow Pick 6 Jackpot Carryover stands at $129,700. That's the carryover in the Rainbow Pick 6 jackpot. Then we go to Laurel Park. Laurel Park has a couple of stakes races today. The Maryland Juvenile Fillies for two-year-old fillies is the seventh. The favorite there is Caprice. And the Maryland Juvenile is the eighth. Both at 7 furlongs, one for two-year-old fillies, the other for open two-year-olds. And then the Maryland Juvenile, The favorite there at 2-1 is Tony Eclipse. First post time at Laurel today for their nine races set at 9:25. Next comes Tampa Bay Downs. They got a couple of stakes races. The $125,000 inaugural for two-year-olds at 6 furlongs is the eighth race on the card. 6-5 favorite there is Donut God. And then the eighth race is the Sandpiper for two-year-old fillies at 6 furlongs. 9 go to the post before scratches. Favorite in that race at 3-1 is Dancing Magic. First post time at Tampa Bay today. But the carryover in the Pick 6 jackpot is $12,214 in the Pick 6 jackpot there. And a first post time at Tampa Bay at 9:25. Woodbine Racecourse has 10 races today. Woodbine, super high five jackpot carryover there, $17,311. First post time at Woodbine, 10:10. Their feature race is the Valedictory. This is for three-year-olds and up at a mile and one-half. Eighth race on the card, 11 go to the post, and the 3-1 favorite there is Get Smokin'. First post time at Woodbine is at 10:10. Oaklawn Park, second day of racing there at Oaklawn, 10 races today. First post time is at 10:30 today at Oaklawn Park. Feature race is the Ring the Bell Stakes for three-year-olds and up at 6 furlongs. That's the ninth race on the card. 2-1 favorite there is Happy is a Choice in the seven-horse field. First post time at Oaklawn is at 10:30. The Fairgrounds, Nolens Fairgrounds has a first post time for nine races set at 10:45. As I say, there could be a little bit of a track factor there at the Fairgrounds. Looks like there's some rain in the area. Their Pick 6 carryover, $2,163. And again, that is a regular Pick 6 carryover. Los Alamitos, day two of their meet. Nine races today. The big race there is the Grade 2 Scarlet for two-year-old fillies at a mile and 16th. That'll be the eighth race of the nine. Seven go to the post in this one. Bob Baffert has three entered in the race. He's going for his eighth consecutive win in the Starlet with one of those three. It also holds 10 points in the Kentucky Oaks leaderboard. That's the eighth race on the card. The favorite there at 5-2 is Vodka with a Twist. That is not a Baffert training. First post time, Los Alamitos is at 12:30 at Los Al today. Pleasanton Racetrack has nine races. The feature there is the Golden Gate Debutante for two-year-old fillies. A lot of big stakes races across the country for two-year-olds and two-year-old fillies today. This Golden Gate Debutante is the eighth. Even money favorite there is Border Control. And the first post time at Pleasanton with a super high five carryover, a regular super high five carryover there, is $51,204. They got a Pick 6 jackpot carryover of $7,130 and a first post time at 12:45. Then we go to Delta Downs. Nine races at Delta. First post time is at 2:50. Turfway Park has nine races, full fields all. Turfway Park has a super high five carryover of $8,240. First post time at Turfway set for their nine races at 2:55. Charlestown has nine races today. Their Pick 6 jackpot carryover, $97,939. Nine races, first post time, 4 p.m. Remington Park has nine races, first post time, 4:30. And we wrap it up with Los Alamitos, the Thoroughbred card tonight. Remember, Los Al has two cards, the Thoroughbreds in the afternoon, quarter horses, I should say, at night. The nighttime meet is quarter horses, 6 p.m. first post time. But there will be two mixed breed races, the first two. The last six will be quarter horses, and Los Alamitos has a first post time this evening at 6 p.m., and that is a jam-packed menu of racetracks for today. Now it's time to go to Jonathan Ardoon standing by while I catch my breath. Jonathan, good morning.
Time out, Ralph. I'm calling a timeout for you. Man. Take a drink. Wow, that was some run.
Okay, now listen, Machado got nailed again for pulling up his horse too soon. What's the deal there, man?
I don't know. I mean, obviously he has a problem. I mean, you know, the jockey's all of a sudden grabbing the headlines the last week as far as horse racing is concerned. One guy hit a horse too many times. The other guy eased a horse up. I don't know. The game has enough problems. This should be the easy part, riding a horse through the finish line.
Yeah. I will say there is one jockey, and is he a Hall of Fame jockey too, that had a habit of standing up a little bit too early. A past Hall of Famer. Do you know who it is?
No.
Kent DeSormo.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You on remember, more than one occasion.
Yeah, on occasion, yeah. He had the same habit. So they got to break that habit. He got to ride to the finish line. All right, Aqueduct's got several nice stakes races today. We'll go through them real quick. The Gopher Wand is the fourth race, and that race, the favorite at 5-2 is Occult with IRAD.
Yeah, IRAD decides to spend the day in New York today, Ralph. Obviously, he's got a lot of live mounts in these stake races after winning four races yesterday in Gulfstream. He's the horse to beat Big Light Scratching there of the 7 ain't broke. She'll be running tomorrow at Aqueduct in a different race. Uh-huh. Occult's the horse to beat, no question about it.
All right, then we go to the Remsen. This is for two-year-olds, a mile and one-eighth. It'll be a two-turn mile and one-eighth there at Aqueduct. 10 points for the Kentucky Derby Future Book leaderboard. And the big favorite at 6-5 here is Keewaddin and Dylan Davis aboard.
Well, the problem with this race is, Ralph, you're dealing with lightly raced horses. Very few, if any of them, has been the mile and an eighth distance. Obviously, the 5, Keewaddin, his first two races, he ran super in both of them. The question is he going to be able to handle the two turns? If he does, he wins easy.
All right. Okay. And so the pronunciation is Keewaddin?
That's the way I'm pronouncing okay. It. Don't count on me, though.
All right. We now move to the eighth race, the Damozella, for two-year-old fillies at a mile and one-eighth. A full field of 10 with no scratches yet. 10 points for the Kentucky Oaks leaderboard, and the big favorite there at 4-5 is Mohima with Florent Guru.
Yeah, this is, again, similar to the boy version, the cult version. These are also two-year-old fillies, most of them trying this distance for the first time. I could tell you the Cox horse has run extremely well in both of her races. The barn's extremely high on this horse. She's going to be every bit of 3-5, but she is the most likely winner in the race.
All right, Mohima. That is the one horse, Mohima, as we said. And I could tell you there's a lot of high-priced morning lines in the horses behind. Maybe we can punch a few exactas with some long shots and get something happening here with a little bit of a payoff. Ninth race is the feature of the features, the $500,000 Grade 2 Cigar Mile at a mile for three-year-olds. This is a one-turn mile set up at Aqueduct. That track is a mile and one-eighth in circumference, so it'll be only one turn. Scratch the six, Law Professor. That horse will go in another stakes race later on. And the favorite in this race at 3-1 is Mulliken with Flavian Pratt, but this is a wide-open, good, competitive race.
This is a terrific race, Ralph. You have serious horses here. Bookham Dano, who's going to stretch out to a mile today for the second time, ran, I think, in Dubai at a mile. Uh-huh. You have Mulliken, who was the favorite in the Breeders' Cup Sprint. You have Post Time, who ran second in the Breeders' Cup Dirt Mile. All those horses, you got Senor Buscador, who always shows up. However, I love number 7, Locked In here. This is a 3-year-old colt from the Todd Pletcher barn. High regard for this horse as a 2-year-old. If you remember, Ralph, he was actually the favorite against Fierceness, who won the Breeders' Cup race. So this is a serious horse, 9-2 on the morning line, second start back off of a layoff. I like number 7, Locked, to win this year's Cigar Mile.
I liked Locked last race as well, and I'm going to tell you what, I'm going to put Locked in there, but I'm going to use Senor Buscador underneath for the exacta and the trifecta, because with Joel Rosario now riding him, Rosario is great from coming from behind, and you know the MO on Senor Buscador. So let's see what happens there today. All right,
I agree with you, Ralph. Not only that, he likes one turn, and remember, a mile at Aqueduct is one turn, and that's really Senor Buscador's bread and butter personally.
That's his wheelhouse, that's for sure. Los Alamitos, the big Scarlet Stakes for two-year-old fillies at a mile and 16th. Bob Baffert's trying to win this race for the 8th time in a row, and 10 points in the Kentucky Oaks points leaderboard here. Baffert's got 3 horses in the race, but he doesn't have the favorite.
No, and he doesn't have the horse I like either. I like Aunt Mo in there, 2-year-old filly from the Peter Yurton barn, stretched out last time for the first time, and she ran very well. She has the advantage of breaking from the inside. I think she's tough in this spot.
All right, you got it. Thanks a lot for that 2-minute drill as far as the stakes races are concerned. We'll get to your picks now. We're going to parlay that 880 winner yesterday to more picks and wins today.
Okay, let's go to Aqueduct, look at their 10th and final, and I like the number 8 horse in here, Quick to Accuse, a 4-year-old colt who Brad Cox took over the training 4 starts back, and each race that he's run for Cox is good enough to win. He's listed at 4-1 on the morning line, Manny Franco aboard to ride. I like number 8, Quick to Accuse, to win today's 10th race out at Aqueduct.
All right, 10th and final race, number 8, Quick to Accuse, the 8 horse, number 8 in the 10th at Aqueduct. Where are we going next?
Oaklawn, race 7, number 7, Atomic Tone, a 5-year-old gelding from the Dan Ward barn. Everyone remembers Dan Ward. He used to be Hollendorfer's number 1 assistant. He went out on his own a few years ago. This horse has had success at Oaklawn, has trained over this track, 9-2 on the morning line. Number 7, Atomic Tone, wins today's 7th.
Seventh race, 5.5 furlongs. Number 7, easy to remember, 7 in the 7th race, Atomic Tone. The 7 in the 7th at Oaklawn. We'll wrap it up at Los Al.
6th race today, Mile on the Main Track. I love the number 1 horse in here, Mining District, a 3-year-old gelding from Doug O'Neill barn. Wheels this horse back on just 6 days. Edwin Maldonado aboard to ride. 7-2 on the morning line. Number 1, Mining District, single in today's late pick 4 out at Los Alamitos.
Right, the 6th race at a mile at Los Al. You like the 1, Mining District. Mining District with Edwin Maldonado aboard. Does this horse have speed?
Yes, he does.
Good. Because with Maldonado aboard and with the way the
from the rail
played, from the rail and way the track played yesterday, that is probably a good play right there. In the 6th race, the 1, Mining District, is Jonathan Dardoon's pick at Los Alamitos. I want to thank Jonathan so much for the quick handicapping around the country. Jonathan's got 4 sheets today. He's got Los Alamitos. He's got Aqueduct. He's got Oaklawn. And he also has Gulfstream Park at his website. Right, Jonathan?
Well, yes, Ralph. By the way, anyone playing Gulfstream today, the pick 5, the early pick 5 starts in the 2nd race today because right. The first race is an Arabian race. They're not using it. So the pick 5 starts in race 2. Just want to make everyone aware of that.
Right. Arabian Breds will be in the first race today at Gulfstream. Thanks a lot for the reminder, Jonathan. And thanks for the handicapping. And we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Ralph. Stay safe and be well.
All right, we're going to roll right into Southern California where Bob Mazursky is standing by for Los Alamitos. Bob, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How are you today?
I'm doing fine. I guess all you needed to know was speed yesterday at Los Al, huh?
Well, except for the last race, yeah. That horse Quantum Energy came from dead last. She rallied from way off the pace. So, I think it's still a fair track. I'm not going to jump to any conclusions. So I think she showed that you can come from behind. So we'll see what happens today.
And she came from way behind. I mean, they were across the racetrack when they made it past the smaller a turn into the stretch. When they got to that point, about the 16th of a mile away from the finish line, it almost looked like a quarter horse race. They were all across the track battling for the lead, and this one came from last to win it. But for the most part, all day long, if you got the lead, you were going to win. And as you say, it is not so much we don't want to go down the road as far as saying it's all speed. It might be just the speedy horses were the best horses yesterday.
No, absolutely. Well, you know, it's hard to jump to conclusions after one day, but, you know, I like the fact that she was able to close Quantum Energy in the last race, was able to close from that far back. She showed, again, she's a horse for course. She's run twice here and won them both. She won sprinting during the July meet, and now she won yesterday.
Yeah, horse for course is a big angle that you guys were talking about at Los Al. All right, the Starlet, Bob Baffert, looking for 8 in a row.
Yeah, he's trying for 8. He's got 3 in here. He's got Tenma, who was the winner of the Del Mar Debutant earlier this year, you know, grade 1. Nooney, who's set the pace in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Filly before tiring. And then Ma Wu, who was a maiden winner, going short. So the one thing about this race is just that so much speed, it looks like on paper. You have Look Forward, a horse that was supplemented. She won sprinting first time out. Aunt Mo, another horse who was supplemented for 7,500. She won on the lead last time against maidens. Practical Dream just won the Desi Arnaz on the lead. So it's going to be it's going to see how things play out. That's why Vodka with a Twist is favored, because she looks like she can maybe sit a little bit. She was second behind Immersive, who of course is going to be the Breeders' is going to be the Eclipse Award champion as a top 2-year-old filly. And then Tenma showed she could come from off the pace in her 2 sprint wins. She did not run as well going 2 turns in the race at Santa Anita, the Oak Leaf. So it's just a matter of, you know, who's going to be able to finish at the end.
All right. And it is one hell of a race. That grade 2 Starlet today is going to be a fun race to watch. And certainly the chess game being played with the Bob Baffert 3 fillies, that's for sure. Hey, Bob, let's get a winner today.
I'm going to go to the 4th race. I like number 7, Sharp Ride, for Dean Pedersen, who to me is one of the most underrated trainers on this circuit. She's adding the blinkers today and cutting back in distance. The way she ran last time, she just showed they tried her 2 turns for the 4th time. It didn't work out, so they're going back to what she does best. Tiago Pereira rides this track as well as anybody. He became the number 2 all-time leading rider here yesterday with a win yesterday. So I like number 7 in race 4, Sharp Ride, 7-2 on Ed Burghardt's morning line.
Well, let's hope Mr. Pereira gives him a sharp ride. In the 4th race, number 7, Sharp Ride is Bob Mazursky's pick. 4th race today at Los Alamitos. Of course, that's in the middle of the early and only pick 5 and the early pick 4 as well. And Bob, it's nice to see Tyler Bayes finally cracking the schneid and getting back in the winner's circle, too.
Yeah, he went 0 for Del Mar, unfortunately. So, yeah, it was nice for him yesterday. We had three riders get two wins yesterday. So, yeah, it was good. Asael Espinoza had two in his return to Southern California. You know, he was a leading rider here about 6 years ago.
Yeah.
And then Armando Ayuso won two yesterday, so they're all off to good starts.
All right, and it's off to a good start at Los Alamitos as well. Great stakes race today, and Bob, we will talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Ralph. Thanks a lot.
All right, we continue to crank along on the Race Day Show. Now we're going to go to Rich Eng standing by. Richie, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ralphie. Good morning, viewers. Good morning, listeners.
All right. Well, Richie, the football games were kind of lopsided against us yesterday. UNLV had a great season, but just couldn't pull it off against Boise. I guess better days are yet to come for UNLV, but they provided a lot of great entertainment for us here in town for those of us who are following UNLV and their football throughout the year. And we have a few more, conference championship games today as well.
Yeah, you know, I thought the one thing to take away from the games yesterday, Ralph, was they were played on campus, and the home field advantage was huge for Boise State and the same for Army. Mm-hmm. And, I know I like Tulane. That was actually my first loser in about 3 weeks. But anyway, they got down to the red zone twice in the first quarter. Kid missed two field goals, and Army came right down and scored, and the game was over early, unfortunately. But, that's the way it is in sports. Sometimes you win some, sure. Sometimes you lose some. And today there's more championship games, which will settle the final 12. They're going to have a show on Sunday, Ralph, to announce the, right, in quote, post positions in the brackets. So a lot of key games today, for sure.
And you got a pick today in any of the championship games?
Oh, absolutely, Ralph. We're going to go to the Big Ten championship game. It's 119-120, Penn State at Oregon. This is an on-campus game, and I'm going to go for the Oregon Ducks. They're -5, -3.5. If you don't like the hook, you can buy the hook down to 3. We've had discussions about this, how to do it. But I like the Oregon Ducks -3.5 over Penn State.
All right, and that is, of course, Oregon is ranked, number one in the country right now, right?
They're the number one team on the top of the pyramid, Ralph. So if they win, they're going to stay number one. If they lose, well, both teams are actually going to make the playoffs. It's just a matter of seeding at this point.
Okay. That's college football. A great day of college football today, really. And we got some great racing across the country. We'll go now to your selection at Los Alamitos for a pick at Southern California.
Race number 3, Ralph, is 5.5 furlongs. Of course, everything's on the main track, no turf course. Let's go for the outside horse, number 7, Chasing Money. 5-1 in the morning line. Would love to get that. The Bug Boy Carmona rides. I think this horse will get a nice stalking trip. This horse likes to finish. I think we'll get a good setup. So 5-1's a square price, a lot of value. Number 7, Chasing Money, race 3.
Well, let's do this. Let's make money in Chasing Money. The third race, number 7, Chasing Money, is your selection. The 7 in the third race at Los Alamitos. Reminding everybody again that you have a full sheet of handicapping for today at Los Alamitos right now at the RaceDayLasVegas.com websites. And Richie, we will move on. Thanks a lot, my man.
Hey, thanks, Rob. Good luck, everybody.
All right, we're going to go to a break. And when we come back, we got John Lendo and Jerry Jackowitz yet to go on this fast-moving Saturday Race Day show. So don't go away. We will be right back.
South Point offers all the types of entertainment you'd expect at a first-class Las Vegas resort. Did you know our 400-seat showroom is one of Las Vegas' top destinations for live entertainment? Enjoy live performances by classic Vegas entertainers, bands, and today's hottest comedians, plus a rock and dance floor. You can also enjoy live entertainment at the Grandview Lounge, where you'll feel all the vibes of old Las Vegas. Enjoy the music, and if you love to laugh, don't miss The Dirty at 12:30, our very own free comedy show, every Friday night at 12:30 a.m. in the Grandview Lounge. The Dirty is 100% free, so arrive early. Go to southpointcasino.com or call the box office at 77136 for today's performances at the showroom and the Grandview Lounge. When you're ready for your favorite cocktail, stop in and unwind at one of our 7 specialty lounges. There's a bar around every corner, because you're in Vegas, baby.
The Southern California Thoroughbred Racing Circuit is back at Los Alamitos Racecourse with two great weeks of racing. Opening day is Friday, December 6th. First post is 12:30 p.m. The meet will include the Starlet for Fillies on Saturday, December 7th, and the Los Alamitos Futurity on Saturday, December 14th, plus two other stakes events for juveniles. And our on-track handicapping contest is set for Saturday, December 14th. You could win a seat to the National Handicapping Championship in Las Vegas. Our daytime thoroughbred meet opens on December 6th.
The Race Day Las Vegas Show, the only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
All righty, back on a very busy Race Day Las Vegas show for this Saturday. Now we're going to go into Southern California, where Mr. John Lindo is standing by. John, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How you doing?
Oh, man, we're in the fast lane. We're in the diamond lane today here on the Race Day show. Could we assess that you needed to be on the lead yesterday at the Los Al?
No, I thought it was pretty fair. I the best horses were winning, and there were some small fields where speed usually controls the race, and that was the case, but like Bob Mazursky said, you saw the winner of the last race come from dead last. There was another horse that came from the middle of the pack. So I called it fair, but we'll be definitely keeping an eye on it to see if it trends that way.
All right. And, of course, nice to see Tyler Bayes finally get off the schneid.
Yeah, he was 0 for 52 at Del Mar. So he started off Los Alamitos 2 for 2. Good to see him back in the winner's circle.
And Espinoza returning to Southern California. I say all Espinoza.
Yeah, he's decided not to stick around up in Northern California as they've transitioned over with the closure of Golden Gate. So he'll be down here. He's done well at Los Alamitos before. He's off to a good start, and he will stick around and ride at Santa Anita this winter.
Now, John, I know that your Lindo report today covers all the races today at Los Alamitos with a selection in each race, obviously, and a suggested late pick four and all the goody information we always talk about. But you also have added on to the Lindo report today the last five races at Oaklawn Park. You've got a suggested late pick five at Oaklawn in there as well, right?
Yeah, it's an interesting sequence. Good racing, big fields. Oaklawn Park only races Friday and Saturday. So today's the rest of it for their opening week. They'll go back to Friday through Sunday starting next week. So since it's the last day of Oaklawn this weekend, wanted to take a look at that.
All right. It was a crazy big prices yesterday at Oaklawn, that's for sure. Each one of the two 50-cent pick fives at the track paid over $26,000 apiece.
Well, you know, that track was a little cuppy and slow. When it gets below freezing, it was in the mid-30s, low-30s when they were racing yesterday. You can't add water to it. It's in a national park, and you can't add any chemicals to keep the track from freezing. So it was a real loose, cuppy track. It's going to be warmer today. We'll see if that track changes, but keep an eye on that. And some horses will like it and some won't.
All right. Today's Scarlet. We've already talked about Bob Baffert's run in this race. He's got 3 2-year-old fillies in it. And again, does not have the favorite in the race.
No. He's going for 8 straight, but it's no gimme in here. This is a pretty evenly matched field. Vodka with a Twist is the favorite. Number 3, she comes off a second in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Fillies. And Tenma, I don't think like the Santa Anita main track at all. I would expect her to run a lot better race going over to Los Alamitos today.
All righty. And, we'll get a pick from you for Los Al, and then we'll backtrack. Let's get him a pick at Oaklawn, too, since you have done the work with the late pick five there. But let's stick with the Los Al first.
Okay, first of all, Los Alamitos. I'm going to go to race number 4 and take on Bob Mazursky. Number 5, Marinda, is a pure speed horse, and she hasn't been making the lead lately. Jockey switched today to Edwin Maldonado. I think that tells you the tactics. Just let her rip out of the gate. If she doesn't get there, she doesn't get there, but she ought to clear this field early. 5-2 in the morning line. Let's hope she gets a big early lead. Number 5, Miranda, race number 4, Los Alamitos.
All right, the 4th race at Los Alamitos. You like the 7, the 5, Miranda. The 5, Miranda, is your selection in the 4th at Los Al. Bob Mazursky came earlier with the 7. So we have a Sirocco play here, and that is, of course, the exacta box of 5-7-7-5 in the 4th race. Your pick is the 5. You did, like I said, the last 5 races at Oaklawn Park, so maybe we'll get a pick out of you for Oaklawn.
Let's go to Oaklawn, race number 6. In that race, number 5, Mischievous Gal, has won her first two allowance conditions, but because they were at lesser tracks and smaller purses, those wins don't count against her. Mm-hmm. So actually, she's a really good conditions fit in this first-level allowance race because she's already won the first two conditions other places. She's got the three works over the Oakland Park track. That's important coming into the race. Matt Williams knows what he's doing. He's a good trainer. 5-1 on the morning line with Christian Torres. Number 5, Mischievous Gal. Race number 6, Oakland Park.
All right, the 6th race is the start of the late pick 5, and John Lindo's selection in that race is the 5, Mischievous Gal, the 5 in the 6th race at Oakland. Don't forget, the Lindo Report has a complete Los Alamitos in the last 5 races at Oakland Park, plus all the goody information and a suggested late pick 4 at Los Al and the suggested late pick 5 at Oakland, all on one comprehensive sheet, and it's only in one place here in Las Vegas that you can get it, and it's right here at the South Point. The South Point Racebook, free of charge, exclusively here because they love horse players. Hey, thanks a lot, John. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
You got it, Ralph. Good luck today.
All right, we keep rolling along. We're going to wrap it up with Jerry Jackowitz here. Jerry, good morning, and we want to thank you for that reverse play yesterday at Aqueduct.
Well, we had one winner and one second.
Yeah, the winner came at Los Alamitos and the second with the reverse play at Aqueduct. Good stuff, buddy.
Yeah. They weren't the easiest plays to make because the prices were tight. Yeah. But, they did okay. The handicapping was good.
Well, let's keep the mojo going. Let's go to Aqueduct.
Okay, so I got a little bit of a different thing for you today, Ralph. I'm going to give you a double play in the ninth race in the Cigar Mile. My feature play is Senor Buscador, who looks like he's just racing himself into shape. Mm-hmm. And you know, he runs very well at Aqueduct and did very well in this race previously. I think the 9 horse, Senor Buscador, 6-1.
Yeah.
Seems like a good horse down to maybe 3-1, 7-2, that price range. I like the 9 over the 1-3-7-11, reverse 1-3-7-11 over the 9. That's one play, full unit. Mm-hmm. I'm going to come back and make another play, also a full unit, in the same race, number 3. Repo Rocks, 30-1. That's what I like about him. I think he's got some chance. There's some nice stuff going on with him as well.
Okay.
Here I'll play the 3 over the 1-7-9-11, reverse 1-9-7-11 back over the 3. But this is a 30-1 shot, so I'll have one-third on the win side and two-thirds on the place side.
All right, so there's
Just go in and make a win place bet on Repo Rocks. That'll take care of the play, too. That's the 3 horse.
Okay, I'm not going to repeat that because we're running out of time, but everybody got it. The key horses that you have in that race is the 9, Senor Buscador, and your long shot is the 3, Repo Rocks. You've already laid out your play there. Let's go to Los Alamitos.
Yeah, and by the way, in the 4th race, I have a star horse at Los Alamitos. If you want to grab it, you can put it together with Bob and John's play.
All right.
We're going to the 8th race for my play. Vodka with a Twist, everybody likes that. The 3 over the 1-4-6, small reverses with the 3, Vodka with a Twist.
All right. You got the 3, Vodka with a Twist, the 3 over 1-4-6 and reverse. That's the 8th race, the Scarlet. And just about wrapping up the show, but before we do, the sports by the book is next, and these guys are ready and set to go with all these great college football championship, games today. Guys, you got to be all excited about today's lineup.
Got off last night, right? I feel bad for the Rebels, but Boise just too much in the end. But look, we got the Power 4 conference championship games, a few others mixed in. It'll be a fun day, Alex.
And Alex, the number one team in the country, Oregon, is playing the late game.
Right? That's right. The last undefeated team playing against Penn State. I'm looking forward to that one. And then a rematch in the SEC between Texas and Georgia.
You guys are all, I can see you're jazzed up and ready to go. That's for sure. And, of course, we will, anytime you want to find out about handicapping, both in sports, whether it's, basketball, football, hockey, et cetera, these are the guys. And they're staying right here. You stay right here where you're at right now on YouTube, because Sports by the Book is coming as soon as we are done with this show. And we are getting very close to ending this show. And guys, I think we all have to thank UNLV for a great season.
Yes, absolutely. Very good season.
Got to be a better team. What are you going to do?
Yeah, no doubt about it. But brighter days are ahead, I think. All right, guys are next. Alex and Jeff are standing by for Sports by the Book. A great roster today. So without any further ado, Jerry's going to say one more thing. Go ahead and say it, Jerry.
Have a great race day, everybody.